The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brush the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep. Configurations in mutation.
So you don't like the name?
You're going to start with that.
Absolutely, I am.
No, I did not say I didn't like the name.
I named the recording studio. Did everybody else see the sign?
Yes.
No.
Oh, no.
See, I told you people wouldn't notice if they didn't know to look for it.
It's because the sconces aren't on yet, you doofus.
Well, why don't you go look?
Yeah, I don't feel like getting up.
Well, then you don't
What's
get to
say,
know.
Troy?
I don't know.
It's called the Dragon's Lair.
Darn right.
And it had the dragon skull above it and their sconces. Man, you overhyped it.
Oh, I 100%
love it.
Will you toss me a pen, Lucas?
It's not that I don't like the name. We've already had this discussion. You're trying to throw me under the bus on a recording, Dick Cheese.
I was there for that conversation.
You overhyped it, and I thought it was going to be something just entirely original and beautiful. And then
it is original in that it's like
and then I saw it and was like, you fucking
Is it even
probably not that new. This will be 2 weeks in a row that we've talked about video games that are like fucking ancient.
It's true.
So
look it up. I want to know how old that is.
You get what you get when you pull the shit that you did.
Well,
and it wasn't to that level. I expected, knowing you, to be over the top, like crazy awesome, and it is cool, but it is not at that level.
So I've decided that this studio, for the moment, this basement is going to be called the Dragon's Lair, because I used to be Brothel Studios North, and Brothel Studios North is going to be sold in like 4 days. So,
I mean, this is just... Still, because it can still be Brothel Studios North.
I thought about it being Brothel Studios Greater North.
North. Yeah, West is now like Southwest.
I like that.
You're in the process of doing your Manganiello thing.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is
no.
Which is
you guys
like,
are gonna come in about a month, and there's gonna be no basement. Like you're gonna open the door, and it's gonna be like a pantry.
Yeah.
Until you pull, you know, the rack of spices or something, and then it opens up.
Yeah. Which I fully expect to actually be a thing.
No, the sign was found while we were perusing Halloween stuff. They had a shit ton great selection of like bizarre fantasy horror type stuff. I wanted to buy a little like Lich King. Like it's legitimately a Lich King. It's like a wizard with, you know, skeleton wizard with a crown.
You're telling me there wasn't a skeleton cat in those dogs that I saw?
Yes, I think there's a skeleton cat.
Why did you not buy a skeleton cat?
I will buy one. Don't worry.
They were awesome.
I loved that.
Because I was too busy looking at the anglerfish. The thing that didn't come across those photos is they light up. The anglerfish's little bulb in front of its face.
I didn't pay enough attention.
Yeah, they do.
At that point.
You're only about a decade off.
Oh, really?
83.
Wow. It's old. I can't imagine they had good enough graphics. Well, I guess it was animated. It was hand-drawn.
That was when it came out on Laserdisc.
I forgot about that. Yeah, because it was you would have played with your remote, basically.
Yeah, it came out on Commodore 64 and PCs in 87.
ColecoVision.
And then a platform game in 90.
We're still sure talking about a game that is fucking older than I am.
Well, I mean, it's older than almost everybody in the room.
That's because Jeff's not here this week.
Boom! I was waiting for it. I set it up on a tee. Yep,
I was born pre-1983.
You were?
Yeah.
I didn't realize you're that much older than us.
82.
Well, his shirt says 81.
I don't care what his shirt says. It's a fucking McLovin. Like, come on.
I'm aware that is not Troy.
But have you seen Archer?
I have seen parts of Archer.
Yeah, I've seen episodes.
Have you seen Archer?
Oh, yeah.
I was telling Schroeder, I was like, yeah, I'm going to name the basement in the same way that, you know, Archer is asked, like, when how he got a switchblade. He's like, it's a long story. And then it cuts to him looking at it going, neat. It was pretty much that. I walked into the Halloween section and I went, here's a sign that says, welcome to the Dragon's Lair. And I looked at Berger and went, neat, I'm buying that. So, anyway, welcome to
the Dragon's Lair. I thought you were going to say, I contemplated calling this the Danger Zone. Which I would have fully endorsed.
Absolutely.
Top Gun soundtrack kicks in when you open the door.
Highway. Oh, sorry.
So after I make a lot of Mediterranean food and a lot of Indian food,
let's just
I have this spice jar that you can have.
Oh, Jasmine's giving me the spice jar to open
No. It's the spice jar that goes in there, and it's currently called ground cumin.
Nice. Nice.
So, thought that might be fitting for the Dragon Lair.
Makes sense.
Everybody roll me a D8.
D8?
Yep.
6.
3.
7.
4.
So, 3, 4, 6, 7.
You're the two that die.
Cool. I got my backup character.
She's having sex with Lucas. Maybe.
No. Okay, back up. 1, Jazz is not having sex with Lucas.
She likes the nub more, gives him more range of motion.
2, Mabel is not having sex with Lucas.
It's also true.
She's having sex with Cecil. Sorry.
Right. So let's get this straight. There is real life. And there is character life.
I get confused.
We know. So you guys, that's why I'm setting the record straight.
The lines are blurred.
You want to check your
just
luck?
Just seeing how they're doing.
What'd you roll, Lucas?
51.
Better than average.
No, not in this game.
They're doing okay.
Cecil's luck is not that good.
He is very distracted by the trying to get a man out of jail.
His nub started
right
bleeding.
Now. Depends on how you want to interpret that luck.
It's called a luck score. It's in the game.
No, I mean,
give the man a break. He's
what got exactly does what exactly does bad luck mean?
It means he's not getting lucky.
No, it means that there's a little Tarkington on the way.
That's what I was going to
say. Oh, really, Troy?
Ooh, Anna doesn't listen to this, right?
Lucas,
so
anyway.
Lucas, cut that.
I'm gonna amplify it.
This whole thing. Just cut the whole thing.
So, as I recall, you are being followed.
Yes.
You've discovered you're being followed.
Owen discovered we're being followed.
True.
Yeah, I told everybody.
Yep. 2 men.
Was it 2? I think that was a thought.
That's what I wrote.
Did we stop? Or was it just like as we're talking?
No, we're just walking.
No. He goes, hey, there's 2 guys following us. And he goes,
Baga.
Please don't die.
I promise I won't.
Okay. That's a lot of paperwork. Also, it's a new house. And dying and recording is kind of melodramatic. So please
and let's
don't.
Be honest, getting you up those stairs afterwards. Oh, shit. Like, because we're definitely going to have to make it seem like you didn't die here.
So, Soho, in case anyone wants to know, is very bohemian. Offers many cheap eating houses and coffee shops. You see names like the Moorish Cafe and the Algerian. Anyone who's from the area, so particularly Lucas's character.
Also Owen.
What's your name again? Reginald? Reggie? If you will.
Reggie Graham. Professor Graham would also know that you get quite a lot of drunken revelers. It's known for its illegal brothels. It's known for being like
it's the red light district.
It's not. I don't know if it's quite that far off.
No.
Soho. I mean,
Soho's a little more posh than that. Not posh, but it's a little more upscale. Not a lot, but a little. So yes, you are moving in and amongst a throng of people. People are out and about. It is mid evening. You know, not quite night yet. But you do happen to see some forms that have been following you at least since you got off the tube, assuming you took the tube or since you walked.
I'm sorry. I don't know what you just burped.
Combination of chili burger and ice cream.
What was it you were saying about not having a laughing fit?
Shut up! I hate you!
So anyway.
I think that
there's some nice resonance going on in here.
That Eustace knowing he's better with a gun and not with his hands would talk to Sybil. Hey, Sybil, you want to square up on those guys?
Why, whatever do we need that for?
I don't know, I just kind of put you in front of everybody.
Owen notices that I'm assuming you are stopping to have this conversation, or are you continuing to walk?
No, we were still walking.
I'd say we'd still stopping? Be walking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why I tried to determine that before I
we were like, talking. Was it like 4 blocks from the pyramid or something like that?
Several.
You are in a thematic appropriate.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Into the mic, Cody.
I don't care. That's
you guys got to decide what you're doing. I already know what I want to do.
Just well, waiting for the panga to come whirling.
I mean,
gentlemen, look at that fine hat over there, and I cross the street.
There's two schools of thought. Either we stay amongst the crowd, and then it makes it easier for them to kill us in the crowd, and you know, more discreetly, I guess. Or we go open, you know, wide open, and it makes it easier for them just to kill us in general.
Or we run.
Sybil is crossing the street.
Sure, Sybil crosses the street. She's now walking.
I will follow.
And looking in the shop window to see who and what is following me across the street.
Make me a spot hidden roll.
No. 86 out of 52.
He gave you a description, but the window's fogged. It's chilly out. You can't.
I don't remember the description. Reflection. What was the description?
I mean, he just saw two forms, a couple of big guys.
Did they have headdresses on?
No, they were not wearing Call to the Bloody Tongue regalia.
No, I was thinking Black more Pharaoh. Of like Pharaoh.
Oh. Yep, definitely. Just like fucking Scooby-Doo, the bad guys all wear the rubber masks.
I mean,
out
you public. Never know unless you find out.
Like, Ruro.
Ruby Rap.
I say we just continue.
Just continue? Onto, like nothing's going on? And if they follow us across the street, then maybe... Have a good look at him.
Everyone but Sybil makes spot hiddens. This table is 7.5 feet long and 3.5 feet wide.
Yeah. Got it.
Nope. Missed it by
19 out of 50. I forgot to write down my halves and fifths.
Tick that skill. New character.
It's at least by half.
You see... Owen, you see the same two guys you saw before. Professor Graham realizes that it is not two individuals, it's actually four.
He sort of leans...
There's two groups on each side of the... There's a group on each side of the street.
He leans closer to Owen and says, there's four of them now.
Okay.
What do they look like? Like, what am I seeing?
Yeah, you got it good enough. You're seeing, a couple of them just look like...
Are they, like, thugs? Do they appear ethnic in some way? Are they... peaky fucking blinders? What am I looking at?
Two of them are pretty big dudes. Like, you're thinking that these guys are... if you want to stereotype sizes, you're thinking dock workers. You're thinking, you know, guys working in steel. Lumber guys. These are big dudes who work with their hands and are very strong. You see a couple of the dudes who are not at the two of the other two dudes are not as big, but they still look like guys you don't want to mess around with. They're four tough looking dudes. A couple of them Caucasian, a couple of them maybe Mediterranean, maybe Middle Eastern. I mean, again, hard to tell. You're looking in between. They're definitely have got their jackets pulled up and they've got their hats slung low. So physical features beyond just big dudes, you're not getting a lot of.
Are there any coppers around?
Party luck roll.
Nope.
Hot seven.
What?
You see a Bobby standing on the corner directly in front of you. What would you like to do, Professor Graham?
I just sort of nudge Owen, and I kind of nudge my head toward the policeman, like, should we say something that we're being followed? Like, Reginald has no idea what to do right now.
What's he going to do? Like, hey, don't follow these guys.
I mean, maybe that will divert people from walking up on us.
At this point...
go ask for directions.
The Metropolitan officer... you know, who's standing right there kind of turns and walks perpendicularly away from you. I mean, he's kind of walking some sort of beat. So he was there on the corner for a moment and is now walking away.
Missed opportunity.
You're now not that far away from the Blue Pyramid. You can actually see its sign in a block or so away.
Does it still look like there's still fairly decent heavy traffic of people?
Yeah. This time of evening, it's heavy.
Let's just say we keep walking to get to the Blue Pyramid.
It is at this time that I regret that Sybil is a size 65.
You are a bit noticeable, dear.
So am I, actually.
I'm a very large Swedish woman.
I'm 65 also.
You're not small individuals. You're not small characters.
I'm a 60, jeez.
We're all bigger than average. Mm. Some of us are stronger than others.
Yeah, that's not so good for me.
Situated at 12B Meard Street is the Blue Pyramid Club.
Lucas is the tank, guys.
He's got more health than anybody.
He's got more con than anybody.
You notice as you arrive that there is a sign for the Blue Pyramid Club. There's actually, it's part of a, if you ever think of stereotypical London, right, you've almost got not quite row houses, but you've got sort of the buildings are all sort of built together. So you get a sense that there's a front door to the Blue Pyramid Club, but it's a very small opening. So it's basically just a door. And then immediately beside it is, like a glass window case for a greengrocer's.
Pretty typical.
I assume you are stepping in.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll lead the way. Because, of course, that makes sense.
Sybil, as you step up, the door is open for you. You see a very well-dressed doorman who allows you to step into the entryway, but no further. Please, ma'am. Good evening. Please, step out of the cold.
Thank you very kindly. I'd like to purchase some, with donations, of course, some evening passes for myself and my party.
Of course, yes. Please, right this way. He takes you to a... I'm looking for my map to remember exactly how this building is situated. So, as you step into the entryway, it's essentially a long corridor. At the opposite end, you can see an elevator, two doors for an elevator. And you can tell that there's a stairwell going upstairs. He takes you over and opens up a guest book. It is a 5-pound fee to become members of the Blue Pyramid Club.
Certainly, and I pull out 2 tenors and hand them to him.
Yes, if you all don't mind, he opens up the ledger to a blank page and asks you to all sign your names.
I can't just sign Mrs. Ribley Robertson and guests.
We'd prefer to keep your names all on the ledger if that is acceptable. If you'd like to take them all as guests, I believe that would be acceptable. Hey, Jasmine,
Can I get, like, a psychology or something on this? Or, like, a
credit rating? What's your credit rating?
Abysmal. 16. It's terrible. Young, I would look over to Owen and
he
be
does
like,
kind of look at you oddly. Yes, it is customary for members to all sign in to the register, of course.
I find it funny that Eustace has a higher credit rating, even though you're like the philanthropist fundraiser. Like,
yeah, that's what I did with my money from Peru. Didn't mean I was rich before I got there.
The other three of you want to do anything?
Sign the ledger, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
No problem. Yeah, I don't have any problem signing it.
Okay. I'll sign your names.
Yep. I will sign S. I will not sign Sybil.
Sure. No. As long as he's got it. Yes. I will prepare membership cards and have them sent up to you, assuming you will be here for a few hours this evening.
Absolutely.
Yes, of course. Thank you.
I will speak to the proprietor and we'll make sure that you are given your membership cards before you leave. Please, if you'd like to go upstairs. And you see he walks over and I believe the elevator works.
Sybil is very cagey about the elevator.
You could always go up the stairs, miss, if you prefer. It was, of course,
quite right, and I just like let myself up the stairs.
Sure, you go right up the stairs.
Also, point of note, it would be a lift, not an elevator.
He didn't say it; I said it. I called an elevator.
Yes,
America,
says the Brit.
As you step up the hallway, just the stairwell just above, I guess the best thing to do is call it a stairwell, is basically identical, except you have stairs going down, and this is where the lift comes up. You do notice a small side door, and you can hear music coming from that area.
I've made the decision that whenever I'm going to interrupt to correct somebody, I'm going to say point of dickishness. Like, that's what I'm going to do from now on. Even outside the game. Even at, like, work.
That's fair.
Yeah. Cool.
Excuse me while I be a dick, but...
Exactly.
Oh, it's way funnier if I say it.
I'm trying to give you ideas.
You do notice that the hallways are slightly more decorated up here. Some ferns. You're starting to see hints of Egyptian artwork. I assume you all step into the door and into the hallway.
Was there anything more than just, like, the entryway, like, lobby area on the first floor?
It's like a foyer, essentially.
Yeah, it's essentially a foyer. I mean, all he's doing is point of dickishness.
Coat room or something?
Not even. I mean, you're talking about you've got tenement buildings, and so you've got something that'll be downstairs, something that'll be to the side, and then something that'll be upstairs. So if you're trying to, like, fit a building in, you've just got the hallway to the back where you're going to get your stairs upstairs to go over. And you're next to a grocer, like, underneath. Like, everything's smashed together.
In my mind, you have, like, 8 feet, so you can have, like, 4 to 6 people get in the door, and then there's, like, a rope line. And then there's a book. What are you doing here? Do I know you?
We open up the door.
Okay.
What is love?
Song is timeless. Transcends time.
Score!
It was so good, Troy. It went both forward and backward in time. I like the way, actually, I'm...
If I hear this that sign song, I'm burning the building down.
Do-do-do-do-do. It's all MIDI music.
That plays in the it played at work the other day, and I was just like, oh, god dang it.
Did you start looking around, making sure you didn't see, like, a lake over here? And...
As you open the door, you see you're in a long hallway. There are some doors to the left and the right. They are open. You do see a set of double doors at the far end that seems to open into more of a ballroom-esque place. You've got, as you step in to the left and to the right, you've got kind of like a traditional sort of like coffee room. You've got some large overchairs. You see several men and women, some of them probably of Egyptian or Middle Eastern descent. You see some clearly Caucasian individuals. They seem to be having coffee, lounging, their sort of coats tossed over the back of the chairs and stuff. People are picking them up, putting them on hangers. There are, obviously the decor is Egyptian in theme, large number of mirrors all over the walls. And you can hear Egyptian music pouring in from the ballroom on the far side. And you can even catch a glimpse. It looks like they have a stage, and there is some belly dancing going on as well. And if you step out into the ballroom, you can tell that it is a fully stocked bar, and there are plenty of individuals standing around, sitting around, watching the show, conversing, etc.
It's a bit gaudy, isn't it?
What do you expect?
Jeff's not here, so I'll do this myself. Cool.
He just looks around to see if he sees any familiar faces.
No, you don't.
Do I?
Have you been here before?
No, but I know people in the Pinhu Foundation that may be up on the ladder that may hang out here.
Eustace, make me a die roll. Which one of these do I want to use? I don't know yet.
37.
What do I want to use for this?
A skill that I passed?
Well, there's one that I particularly want to use, but I don't know that it...
is in this system?
Bingo! Jasmine got it.
Make an awareness roll.
Brownie points!
That's not
got
really
any Sprite?
Good.
Sorry. I was making a Feywild
check,
okay?
Just looked up.
Schroeder, go ahead and... what'd you roll again?
37.
You want to spend 2 luck points?
Sure.
Okay. You can tick survival.
Shit.
You notice that there are...
my survival's 55.
Combined 55. Those are 2 separate scores for 2 different things.
It's because it's down... I wrote it down in the end. I always think it's track, not survival.
Point of dickishness. Those are 2 separate scores.
Then it needs to be under survival, not...
It should
under
be. It should
last...
be under survival.
No,
under
no.
2.
On
you can yell there. At me at the sheet. I'm telling you how I got it set up because it's 2 separate things.
You're welcome for point of dickishness. You're going to use that forever now.
I might. So you notice that there
so
are.
So it's forest survival?
Yeah, I'm going to call it forest survival. I want to apply your military training in some way, and there is no military role.
Yeah.
There are several bouncers that are throughout the place.
Okay.
They are as concealed as possible. Like, you're seeing strapping guys who are, like, doing waitstaff, but are doing it very terribly and are casing the room more than they are being waitstaff. Mm-hmm. They're concealing the fact that they have security here, but it is here. Lucas. Roll credit rating. It's how well you know, folks. It's
just as good as mine.
Still better than mine.
I think it's an aught 9.
Why do you have shitty die?
God,
I believe the skull.
Buy good dice.
Yeah, it's an aught 9.
Just buy ones with numbers on it. Jesus.
The lighting is great in here.
It really is. Like, there's like 17 fluorescent lights on right now.
It's a hard pass.
And then one not fluorescent light.
And one, see, remember, did I tell you
yeah, I know.
These match?
I know. I was giving him shit because every single light fixture in his kitchen is completely different.
The previous owner made choices.
I do like them, though. Like, at least that
I mean,
one. That
those
one.
Those two are the same.
No.
But I like those
lights.
Yeah,
they are.
They're, like, almost nondescript. Very cool. That one sucks balls.
You know, if you take that down, it's just the second level to... Because that's, like, inch squares, and you could just lay it down over a grid, and you could have a second level on top.
Somebody give me a name.
Frederick.
You see Frederick, who is an intern at the Penhue Foundation.
Okay.
It's someone you've spoken to. He's probably helped you pull some supplies or something. Maybe not an intern, mid to low level. Somebody who works at the foundation.
Fair enough.
One step up from volunteer, but...
Intern.
So yes, you do see someone you know.
Just give him a nod.
Anything else? Oh, he yes. Good to see you, Professor Graham.
Good to see you, Frederick.
I didn't know you were a member of the Blue Pyramid. Welcome.
For the day.
I see. Well, care for a drink? And he indicates that he's headed to the bar.
Absolutely.
All right, let's have a pint. So he goes off with Frederick.
Do we see anybody that could match the description of Zara Shafik?
She has green eyes, which is what I was going to ask about next.
Before we get super in-depth with that, do the bouncers seem like they're eyeing us any more than anybody else?
Not that you can tell. Okay. I mean, if they are, you're not noticing it. But there are a couple of points where he notices you noticing him, noticing you noticing him. Like, there's like a nod like, yeah, bro, I'm here.
It's like two predators recognizing themselves.
Right. It's like hey, right, don't bro. Fuck up. I am here.
Gotcha, man. Cool.
You get the sense as you're watching, I mean, even whether you're actively or passively watching the belly dancing and everything else, this is not a burlesque show, but it is also not a, this is also not G-rated either. After you're there for a few minutes, just kind of taking in the scene, you can tell that it seems like the tradition is for the dancers to then move around the cocktail tables and flirt with the people there and chat them up. And we won't go as far as to say lap dance, but maybe, you know, if they, you know, to make a Duke Nukem reference, since we did that last week, that is not context for anyone but you or me, sort of the whole shake it baby thing going on. Like, you've got that aspect occurring here.
Like I said, take credit cards. All right.
it's not full on stripping or anything, but you can tell that they're trying to, you know, they're getting drinks sent to them the whole
they're getting
yards.
Tipped.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, one might are. Call that working the crowd.
Yes.
In a particular fashion.
But it's not like working the crowd as one might in a strip club.
Nor a tavern in D&D. That's just like the bard singing a song.
It depends on what kind of tavern you're in.
It does, yes.
My bard didn't get any time in a tavern.
Did you die first?
No, it was in your game.
Let's see here. Since Troy and Jasmine are asking about this, let's have Sybil and Owen make...
Appraise!
Please sure, no. Appraise rolls.
No.
You asked for it.
I didn't. F*** that.
That wine is really expensive.
I've decided it's just best to just not reply and just look at Jasmine awkwardly. Like, really? Like, Jasmine, like, why?
Just I guess we'll lean on spot hidden again. It's not necessarily something hidden or unhidden.
Pilot boat.
Fail.
Pass.
After a few minutes, you do see a woman who seems to be sitting in a more reclusive spot somewhere near the bar that might meet that description. Again, it was very vague. Like, I mean, he didn't give you a photo or anything.
Right.
You see one that could be that, but at the same time, if you consult with Sybil at all, she sees a few other women that may or may not meet that description. It's predominantly men here. Obviously, the ladies are in the minority.
Not
but,
Dolman.
Huh?
I said not Dolman.
Not Dolman.
Just men here.
Here. Dolman. Dolman. So yeah, otherwise Frederick will have a pint of bitter with you, and if you'd like to drive the conversation, you can. Otherwise, he talks about the newest thing that the Penhew Foundation brought in.
Yeah, no, we'll just chit chat.
Yes, some of the things that Dr. Clive's expedition is bringing in are most fascinating. Middle period, fantastic.
I see.
We're very excited. He's just sent back telegrams and descriptions thus far, but we.
Distracting me.
But we do think that there is some excellent research into, and then he begins to launch into how this is going to change the way that the middle period has been examined and blah 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 blah.
Eustace just goes up to the bar and gets a drink and doesn't really drink it.
Sure.
Just kind of pulls a bouncer and just keeps eyes on things, and as I'm asked to do things, I will do them by sure. My comrades.
Absolutely. Anything that the two of you would like to do?
I mean, I'll go there and I'll ask the bartender if he knows if Zara's in tonight.
Is there a particular reason why you would be asking for Miss Shafiq?
Yeah, I meant to actually ask that a minute ago. What is exactly our angle talking to her?
I would like to know Troy's answer to the bartender's question.
Maybe you should have started with what is our angle. I know. I meant to
15 minutes ago, and then we got onto something else. So
we were being followed.
Yeah. No, but what exactly?
So as far as we know from the inspector,
I know that she's supposed to have some kind of connection. But yes. I mean, what is our angle supposed to be?
We don't have one.
Oh, what story are we going to have together? So if right. we're asked multiple
as
times,
you, all four of you are spread out across this.
Yep.
Across this. Ballroom area, which is very beautifully decorated.
Retcon.
Fuck that. I'm going to punish you for everything you do.
I don't know, Troy. Figure it out as you go.
So you can go to the bar. I just find an open seat somewhere and just put my little satchel on my lap and look around forlorn and see who stops and talks to me.
Okay, that's a tactic. Make me a die roll, Jasmine.
What's your app?
70.
Okay.
Lap dance.
A die roll?
Yep.
70.
70?
I'm not joking. 7-0.
You just passed your app to see how many guys stopped to talk to you.
You got a very tall, broad Swede who just sits in a chair and looks lonely. In the middle of London.
Your Swedish accent.
You see after a few moments...
by heritage, not culture.
You see a shortish man... fairly thin, well-dressed, well-groomed beard. Good evening, miss. He speaks with a bit of an accent. You would probably place it as Mediterranean. Possibly Egyptian, possibly Middle Eastern. A little hard to say. No one such as yourself should be sitting alone. May I join you?
Absolutely. What brings you to... the Blue Pyramid.
It gives me a lovely experience of home.
Oh.
It gives me a little bit of a taste for my homeland in such a lovely but cold place.
Why, I mean, it's been a little bit chilly here, but not nearly as cold as New York, nor where I'm from. Where's home for you?
Yes, I am from... where is Saeed from? Saeed is from Cairo. May I get you a drink? Is there anything that you would like?
Vodka soda, please.
Ah, very well. And he orders a drink. So you're talking to Saeed, you got Frederick, you're casing the joint. Have you come up with an answer yet? Because the bartender's looking at you funny.
Well, I was going to ask, do we know anything more about her than that she... that we were
told to keep an eye out for her.
Let me ask the guy who has more information, probably.
Let me ask the guy who has the book as opposed to the notes. You definitely
We can't go anywhere but the Blue Pyramid.
That's all we got.
No, but did we get a sense that she's like a local celebrity?
Zahra Shafiq was someone that came up in the investigation. And Inspector Barrington had a funny feeling about her. That's all he said. He said, look out for Zahra Shafiq. He didn't feel right about it. Jeff chose to not give you a lot more than that, and yeah. I kind of like it. So,
I don't even know if a vodka soda is the appropriate term of the time. Like, I don't even know if it's a drink right
now. I imagine it would be vodka and tonic, probably, but...
Well, I'm just mad that Bear didn't give us more information.
That's fine. You weren't making the drum rolls, so...
Troy, make me a luck roll.
Not it.
Owen's fairly lucky.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's good to go.
Are you perhaps... are you a client of hers?
Is she a lawyer? She better be a lawyer.
How good of a luck roll did you make?
It was pretty good. 16 or 9? Is that a 6 or 9?
It's 16.
16 out of 75.
Oh, so you made a very good roll.
Yeah.
So you get seated more information than that. Are you a client of hers at the Spice Shop?
The Spice Shop? That's still like... that could.
Spice Shop 1920, not Spice Shop.
Yeah.
2019.
Yeah. Yes.
Of course. I believe I saw her earlier. I don't think she particularly cares to do business at the club. It's a bit strange for her.
Last time I went
Maybe it is more like 2019.
Last time I went to a place that had like herbs and shit, we ended up in the Dreamland, so
not true. You ended up in the hospital. I'm sure the Juju house had some spice in it.
He's not talking about this game.
I know.
He's talking about smoking it.
I know. I listened to that one.
I didn't necessarily mean to speak to her about business. I just, I know she frequents here quite often, so I was just seeing if she was about.
Yes, I did see her earlier. I'm not sure if she's still here now. Your luck roll was good. He's not going to point out who
sure.
she is or not.
If she happens to come by, just point her in my direction. And then I'll pay, tip him handsomely for a drink.
Oh, yes. Thank you, sir. If there's anything you need, please do not hesitate to come back to the bar.
Thank you.
Have you been in London long?
Spahin.
To Eustace.
Yes, I have been here for 5 years.
My, what a long time. What keeps you here?
Yes, I do. I do business here.
Import, export, or a different sort?
No. He is, I want to say a stockbroker by trade, but that's probably weird. He has some sort of financial job.
Stockbroker? The stock market's about to crash in 2 years. A stockbroker is legit.
I am a burgeoning stockbroker. I hope to make my fortune in the stocks. The markets are quite good right now. As long as they sustain for at least 3 years, I will do quite well. I'll be able to go home and marry the girl I love. Are you feeling bad yet, Jasmine? That's why I didn't want to do stockbroker. I don't want Saeed to be a sorry sap.
Perhaps you could come back with us to your homeland and leave the stocks behind. I hear there's a great treasure to be made in Egyptology. What do you know of death cults?
Lucas, make me a hard spot hidden.
Hard?
Yep, that would be by half.
Yeah, Eustace didn't make whatever roll you asked him to make.
I know, we made eye contact. I shook my head.
No.
Okay.
It's an audio format.
If I don't say pass, I'm assuming people know at this point
I didn't
pass.
I want to look around to see if the chaps we saw earlier have entered.
Sure. You can take some time doing it. Do you go and sit down and drink or something?
I'm assuming that I would have already spotted them. That's kind of the point of what I'm doing.
As you're looking around, you're not seeing them. Not that you had a great... You're going off description only. You didn't actually see them. Okay. You did see at least a couple of them. You're not seeing anything.
Okay.
Anything you want to talk about with Frederick? Otherwise, he'll just talk your ear off about Egyptology.
No, I'll tell him that I may be returning to Egypt in the near future.
Excellent. Have you spoken to Mr. Gavigan? Is he assisting in that? Is the Pinyu Foundation going to sponsor the dig?
Apparently, it's already set up.
Really? Most excellent. Most excellent. When are you returning?
Not
I hadn't heard
sure.
anything about it.
Eustace will just, from being at the bar and hearing it.
Don't say anything. Some random just cowboy quiet. Pokes the British professor on the shoulder.
Just whispers in his ear so nobody else hears it. Don't say any names.
Weird Yank.
Ah, yes, quite. The hat is most presumptuous, wouldn't you say?
Nope. There's a whole point of this.
You bought a different hat.
We went and purchased a different hat, so I wouldn't be crazy.
Yes.
Correct.
Pretty sure he ended up with a flat
cap. That didn't mean that the hat you're still wearing is not foppish for Bohemian Egyptian bar.
I'm presenting my fop sweat. Sorry.
Really? It's already set up. The Penhew Foundation is backing it then?
No. Some woman from the States.
Really? Do tell. Who's that interested in Egyptology? Surely I've heard of them.
Don't remember her name, to be honest. Really? I was just invited this morning.
Really?
Good, we haven't told him anything. The professor has nothing to tell, we haven't told him shit.
I don't even know that we told him that much.
There may have been things in the letter.
Because I said the Penhew Foundation could do this, and you were like, it's already done, Carlisle.
Yes.
That is true.
We did say that.
Yeah.
Do you spill the beans about Carlisle?
No, there's a specific reason why I tapped him on the shoulder and said no names.
We
don't need Mr.
The conversation Trigger continues.
Going back to the
anything
Foundation
you'd like
going,
to do with Saeed?
Carlisle.
Not in particular. I think I'm just going to make friendly talk, see who else he knows in the bar, can introduce me.
If you are looking to make some acquaintances, I know many people around here. I am here most evenings.
Ah, that's so delightful. Would I be able to hang on your arm just a little bit?
Oh, he takes you around. You're being courted.
Yes.
You are meeting many individuals.
It's everything Jasmine always wanted.
Of bohemian types.
Perfectly fine. Do we find an artist? Is Shipley here? Does anyone know Shipley?
You want to ask about Shipley?
No, I'm just going to ask, what sector do they work in? If I finally find someone that works
there are people here. I mean, yes. There are many John Bull types who are talking about, titans of industry, and there are individuals talking about art, and there are several bohemian types who are talking about anything that you want. So if you want to jump in and ask about Shipley, you could.
Your bullish men sound so much the same that I when you started Malay, doing
Malay.
The first thing I thought of was the editor Yikes. For
oh
no the editor no the editor for that was friends with
Kensington
yeah Malay, Jonah Malay. Jonah Kensington
yeah
bully bully quite right
he's
give
got,
the governor
he's got a
rump.
Good five accents.
And I lean on them heavily for everything
that I do. And
that's
fine, because you've got five good ones.
I just hope we don't ever go to France.
God, he's going to be so annoying.
I know.
Point of dickishness, this will always be the case.
Point of dickishness, we're never going to France. I don't give a fuck what's there. We're going to quit the game first. Lucas, flip
so
that.
There goes half of Africa.
Do, 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 do.
Don't get me started on that song. There are a great many things I can rant about, and that song is one of them.
Have you been to the arenas lately?
Jasmine.
Yes.
Charmel.
That is a pass. And I got a bug, too.
Nice.
That is a 60 out of 66.
Yep. Roll me a D6. Roll me 2 D6. They need to be different numbers.
6 and 2.
6 and 2. Come give me a hug, buddy.
This is the first time I'm actually using these.
As you are standing there and you're having a conversation, someone does bring up Shipley, whether it's you or someone else, and you get a couple of tidbits of gossip.
Shipley gossip? Miles.
You happen to hear what they say that Algernon Blackwood, who's a writer of supernatural stories, is said to have a Shipley on his study wall. The writer was interested in perceived occult aspects of the painting he purchased. You also think that, in response, one of the others says that he heard, the scuttlebutt that he had heard, was that Miles Shipley is actually highly strung, possibly an addict, and that he lives most of the time with his mother, who's apparently a delightful old lady. Jasmine.
Yes. That was really fun, by the way. The 2d6 to find which.
It's because a lot of times it's like you can give them 8 bits of information, or you can give them whatever. Yeah. This is like the 7th or 8th time I've done that in this game.
I love it. It's great.
It's just way more obvious. Jasmine, roll me a d100.
Okay, I'm gonna switch to these gorgeous enamel dice. They're for Metallic Dice Games, and they're enamel and metal, and they're gorgeous, and I love them.
Please sponsor us.
Yes, you're out of Fort Wayne. Please sponsor us. Or South Bend? South Bend.
Those are two different places. You're going to need something really good.
27.
No.
Do I need to spend luck?
You want to spend almost all of it?
I needed an ought two?
You need to spend a lot. You would need 5.
Oh, well, I have 27 and I rolled a 27. So I think by you saying spend a lot, I was like, I need to spend all of it.
You would need to spend nearly all of it.
You mean for my art roll? No, I will not spend for that.
Or something else you're not trained in.
Hey, I got a 7 in drawing, so I got that going for me. But no, I will not spend for it.
Try to make a spot hidden.
Odd 4.
Nice.
Take that skill, whatever it is. Take it.
It's kind of weird, maybe because you've been noticing the bouncers, but you notice that they are... That you've now been around, you've been watching some of the women dance, and then come down, and it actually says they encourage patrons to give them a few small coins, such as sixpence or shillings. You notice that any time that a patron, particularly a male one, starts to get, it even says in the book, quote, hands-on or touchy-feely, you notice one of those guys kind of start to step in that direction to see how she handles it. You've now begun to notice that that rule clearly doesn't apply to everybody, and that there are a few folks who are being very touchy and grabby, and regardless, and you notice that the bouncers don't notice it, but your role's good enough that the dancers kind of tolerate it. So you're definitely noticing that there are...
There's a social hierarchy at work here.
That...
Is it obvious of, you know, are we talking 2 or 3 people? Are we talking about... You know,
it's hard to tell because
a quarter
not
of the room. Are we talking about?
You can't tell right now. It seems to be a few people, but it's definitely not just 1 or 2 because you notice some dancers come down the stairs to the left, some to the right, and like some are actively seeking out.
Am I noticing it's particular women, or these women are seeking out these type of people because they know they're probably going to make more money doing so?
It's hard to tell the psychology of the situation. Like okay. Some of these guys are like getting up from their table to go and like slap a woman's ass or something like that. Like, and then others are actually approaching these gentlemen because they are being tipped fairly better for being a little bit more physical. So old boy, what is your current research project? What are you working on?
I've just come back from holiday.
Oh, excellent, excellent, excellent. Where did you go?
Don't really remember.
Must have been a good holiday then.
Lucas
eh?
Never established that.
You went to the Highlands to just get away from it all for a while. Come on,
just a
Lucas.
Cabin in the woods.
You were very narratively
shoehorned.
Mm-hmm.
Just out and about.
Your storytelling
you know.
When you're not actually telling the story. It's fantastic.
Went to a few arenas, saw some fights.
Oh, most excellent. Most excellent.
Man named the Bull.
Oh, I've heard of him. He's quite good.
Bit dumb.
Doesn't matter if you're dumb as long as you can solve the problem with your fists.
Is that... What kind of handwriting is that? Is that comic papyrus?
Troy.
You fucking wish.
Could you actually read what was said?
I mean, I understood the words. I just don't understand the combination of them. Yeah, I still don't know...
So
are you just talking about the women that are being...
And 1 shilling.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, yep. Right? And the bouncers may step in if some people get handsy. And then there are some people that are allowed to get more handsy
Schroeder,
without the bouncers.
Schroeder's reading the room.
Yeah.
I didn't know if this Eustace was dancing. I didn't understand.
No, I extremed a spot hidden from watching the room.
Okay.
Bouncers are typically protecting the women from people being too handsy, except for there's a very obvious hierarchy within the patrons.
Okay.
The bartender comes up to you, Owen.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, you just joined this evening, correct?
That's correct.
If you'll follow me, the owner would like to make sure that you receive your membership card. Please, this way.
Okay.
And he takes you...
You see that you're the only one being taken?
Yeah.
He takes you into a sort of like a storeroom next to the bar. Go ahead and roll me one because you're watching.
He's
the room.
Strapped?
You can roll on half.
No.
Okay. 36 out of 53.
You see him follow the bartender kind of like back towards an office area.
I would
about Shafiq.
I would probably I would assume, notice the bartender approaching Owen and, like, not necessarily to meta, like, when they start to walk away, I would probably go to approach Owen as if I'm just some random person as opposed to...
Sure.
Like, I just want to know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want him... I don't want some random dude to, like, have one of our party walk out of the room and have no idea what's going on. Why is this person leaving?
Sure. Yeah, you guys can bump into each other.
So just, Owen, oh boy, where are you heading? The party's this way.
Off to get the membership cards.
Oh. Well, is it... You get for all of us?
I assumed.
Psychology roll?
Make the bartender on the back foot.
No.
You can't read him. Mr. Nawisha, didn't say anything about other new members, but I can speak to him. He just, wished to speak to this gentleman here.
That's odd. All four of us signed in succession. I would say that he's even last in the row of us. We all came in today.
It may be something, I can ask Mr. Nawisha if you like.
If you would. I mean, I don't want to be...
But...
I mean, I'm going to be here in London for a while. I'd like to be
sure,
able to come
no,
back.
No, it is not unusual
having to pay again.
It is not unusual for members to meet Mr. Nawisha personally. That is quite normal.
Well, do you mind if I join?
Sure.
Or should I wait? I don't want to be...
I mean, it is unusual for additional people to meet Mr. Nawisha, but I would have to ask him.
Would you mind? Go ahead. We'll be waiting.
Sure.
Thanks.
He sort of steps into a back office and... You guys can do something while he's out.
If we're going to lose sand, we're going to lose it together.
Is that what you and Cecil thought?
No, Cecil just had to pee. He didn't care.
I mean,
the man could do house together.
I mean, the man couldn't even climb off a building. He's on his own.
He couldn't climb up the building. He got down fine.
I thought you took damage coming down.
Yeah,
you did. I took damage going up.
I don't think so.
I slipped on the ladder. You had to help me out, remember?
Hmm. You took damage. You suck at climbing.
Back to Mr. Nawisha.
I'm letting you guys decide if you want to do anything because he's gone for.
Are you calling
at least 35, 45 seconds?
And this is just. Are you sure you want to go by yourself?
I mean, I think I'm fine.
Okay, if that's what you want.
You see him step back out, and there is a heavyset older gentleman, clearly of, you would guess, given the club's name, Egyptian descent. Dressed quite finely in, he's mostly, professional business attire, but he does, what do I want to say? Can't even remember what those are called. He is wearing some accoutrements, that would be of Egyptian descent. It's not a turban, whatever it is they wear.
What?
I don't know what it's called. There's like a headdress that you typically see.
Smock?
It's not really a smock. I mean, you also see it a lot of times in like Palestine and Israel and...
Headpiece or
a yarmulke?
No, 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 the headpiece.
Oh.
Like a lot of times you will see when...
It's a head wrap.
Yeah, it's some sort of head wrap of some sort.
If
I don't know what
it is.
It's
not a turban.
It's not a turban.
Then it's some sort of head wrap.
Sometimes I wonder what the hell I was thinking when I built Eustace and didn't put any points in Intimidate.
Because you're just a good old
The large
boy.
Man walks over
no,
and...
from West Virginia.
He shakes your hand.
Same thing.
He's got one big... meaty, sweaty paw.
It's north of New York.
Good evening. Thank you for your patronage of the Blue Pyramid. I like to meet all my members personally. I am Abdul Nawisha. I am the owner of the Blue Pyramid.
Pleased to meet you, Owen Young.
Mr. Young, yes. And he turns kind of the bartender, and the bartender kind of hands him a card. He looks kind of confusedly at the bartender. He passes the card on to you.
I apologize, Mr. Weatherton. We came in together. I didn't realize this
Mr. Weatherton, pleasure to meet you. And he shakes your hand. No. It was just a misunderstanding with the bartender. Is there anything that I can do for you, gentlemen? Anything the Blue Pyramid can do to make sure you enjoy the club's atmosphere?
Oh, no. It's a great, great club you have here. We're just kind of... been new to visiting London and wanted to take in some of the sights and
you've made an excellent selection, sir. There is no better club in all of London, particularly if you enjoy Egyptian cuisine and entertainment. He says, pointing to the dancers.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm a big fan of the culture and plan on making a trip there soon, actually.
Excellent.
When was the last time? Have you been to Egypt recently?
No, not normally. I'm essentially nationalized myself here. I do have some family. Trying to get it out there occasionally, but for the most part, I'm able to bring a touch of home to my fellow countrymen who are here. Lots of trade, obviously, between the Empire of Britain and Egypt itself.
Do you have any recommendations if I do happen to visit, you know, Cairo or anywhere?
He begins to tell you various sites and things.
You were asking for a spelling on his name earlier. Generally, my thought process in these games is just spell it like how you think it is phonetically, how you're going to regurgitate it back, essentially.
The problem occurs when then I see the name written on a handout, and I can't remember who that is because I've written it down wrong.
I just assumed it was like Moisha, but with an N.
N-A-W-I-S-H-A.
So I got it right.
Nawisha. if you'd like to...
That was a total, like, 90s throwback.
You're welcome.
That's why it hit me so hard. That's a rarity. Also, I don't react like that very often.
There's a really funny outtake of one of the characters accidentally calling... He got his line flubbed, and instead of saying Moesha, he said Brandy.
Mm.
And she, like, what the fuck to the whole scene? It was like, that's... What? Did you really mean to say that to me in person? And he just... looked really bashful, but also she's also in the all black Cinderella from the 90s, which is a beautiful movie.
I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg played
the fairy godmother,
fairy godmother, yeah. And it was amazing.
I would highly suggest, if you're interested in the sights and scenes of Cairo, the Egyptian Museum is, especially with the new interest in Egyptology and ancient Egyptian culture, is most fascinating. I haven't seen it in years, obviously, but from what I've heard, it is a gem of the world in terms of Egyptian artifacts and antiquities.
Thank you for the recommendation. I do have like a weird question, only because it's come up a couple of times. We've been talking with some folks at the Pinhu Foundation, and there's been this boogeyman story that I've been wanting to find more information about. Have you heard of this Black Pharaoh character?
I'm sorry, what?
The Black Pharaoh? It came up as some kind of boogeyman or something, you know, in Egyptian culture, and I was just interested to find out some more information.
Both of you make me D100 rolls. Man.
I was trying to try and make it light. I actually looked up Egyptian cuisine to ask for, like, a specific place, and...
56.
Not good for me. 75.
I'm sorry. I can't say that I've ever heard of that. That's not normal. I'm not familiar. My apologies. If you'll excuse me, I actually have a few other new members to meet. I believe you're friends. And he kind of turns to the bartender.
Was that a psychology roll, or can I roll psychology on his reaction?
That's the same exact question.
You got what you got.
You failed.
I get that, but
it just seems odd because. If he's Egyptian, then he would absolutely know. So he's hiding something.
Or he's shoo-shooing you because he doesn't want to.
So
talk about
by you got like, what you got means that was a psychology roll from his reaction.
You can interpret it however you want.
Oh, I'm asking, can I roll psychology?
No, you may not.
Okay.
if you will excuse me, I need to meet a few new members of the club. Excuse me. You could try and interrupt him if you want. A social roll will keep him there.
I was going to say, before you go. Is there a particular place where you enjoyed Fatah more than any other while you were in Cairo? I think we're planning on going in the near future.
You need some sort of social role to continue the conversation.
Charm, fast talk, persuade.
That intimidate you definitely didn't take.
Well, I don't want to intimidate him. I'm going to guess try and make a persuade role because it's higher base than any other.
Sure.
Than I have. Nope.
You were on base 10? I mean, he kind of...
I don't have any talkie-talkie.
You kind of get shoved off. You see him make his way over to Professor Graham, who he presents the card to.
Hey, is anyone going to tell me not to bring it up?
I would probably
be wise.
After that, I would probably approach you.
Yeah. You also realize that you haven't seen Sybil in a little while.
Lap dance.
30 on the spot hidden.
Last you saw, she was talking to a very nice gentleman at that table over there. She's not in the room right now.
Oh, I didn't know you left the room.
I didn't know I left the room either.
The smoke, the place where he was having conversation was away from the music. It was down the hallway.
That's right. Okay.
The little, like, coffee room and yes. Whatever.
Where I'm meeting the artist and talking about
shooting. I would probably leave in search.
So.
Without seeing her.
You tell me.
You always end up by yourself.
What
somewhere.
Are you particularly interested in Egyptian culture?
Kind of hope you
Ms.
die
Ms.
for
Ripley.
Better party luck roll.
Mrs. Ripley
Robertson. Yes, of course. Yes. Well, you see, I have these friends that seem to be enamored with Egypt, and I've seemed to have. Well, it's on our itinerary next.
Oh, most excellent. You're planning a trip there, then?
At some point in the future.
Oh,
maybe
most
when we perhaps. Tire of London. Would you like to come with us?
Perhaps. Perhaps indeed.
Wonderful.
Psychology roll?
He just invited himself along back to his hometown that he hasn't been in several years. This is not suspicious at all. That's a fail?
Nope, it's not suspicious at all.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a 47 out of 27.
No, that is fascinating. Perhaps you'll see the pyramids or some of the other smaller but most beautiful things about Giza and Cairo and the Nile itself is a beautiful, beautiful river, a real gem of the countryside.
I mean, I would most certainly love if you could come along and be a tour guide for us, show me all the sights and smells and foods and wonderful things of your home country.
Of course.
Of course, if you ever find yourself stateside, I would exchange the favor.
Most appreciated.
And in the back of her head, Sybil goes, if I make it out of Africa alive.
Yes. Egypt is quite lovely this time of year. Been a few times myself. Excellent weather. Food is fantastic. Women are even better. No.
Well, I'm not there yet, so it certainly can't be that much better.
John Bull continues being John Bull.
Of course he does.
Pipe smoke, etc. You can find Sybil no problem.
Yeah, you can find Sybil no problem because she's probably tittering and you can hear it above everything else.
You can find her.
I would just kind of get her attention.
Oh, yes!
Is this one of your friends?
It is one of my traveling companions, you understand. There's three of us.
He steps
four.
Over. Saeed.
Mr. Weatherton. Hum.
Excellent. Sounds like in a very American hum.
Yeah,
it's a little bit different from the John Bull.
It's definitely a different harumph.
It is.
Mr. Weatherton, he's very familiar with my part of the world, as well as myself and my husband and our estate. Isn't it lovely?
Yes, quite. Are you also planning to go to Egypt then, Mr. Weatherton?
Again, yes.
Oh, again?
I passed through on my big game hunts in Africa not that long ago.
Oh, so you've been before.
Didn't spend much time, more of a stop through.
Oh, yes, you must visit the city. It is most excellent.
I plan to. I need to steal Miss Ripley Robinson for a moment.
Oh, of course.
I'll be right back, my dear.
Of course.
Don't talk about the Black Pharaoh.
I wasn't going to.
No, to the guy who's going to come up. And give you your card. And if you do.
Card? What does it look like?
If you do, be way more persuasive than me and Owen.
It's not hard.
I would have done the opposite because she's got a much higher psychology.
Bring it up again and see what the fuck he's really thinking.
Okay.
We don't really have to whisper. I'm assuming it's kind of half loud in the club.
Is Shafiq? Yeah.
Do what?
Has anybody seen Ms. Shafiq? I haven't encountered her yet. Just Saeed. He's very talkative.
Owen and I didn't have that conversation, so I can't meta that.
Just so you know, you've been to my estate, North Carolina. It's fine. South Carolina.
I'll call you a liar to whoever says that I've been there. Thanks. And then I'll
Troy, leave. Is there anything you'd like to do?
I'll position myself accordingly so I can see no one leave by themselves.
You're in a different room entirely.
No, you're in a hallway.
You're just standing in the hallway. Just looking back and forth quickly between the two rooms.
I'll pull out a pipe and just kind of continually tamp it. I don't know if it's allowed. I'm assuming it's allowed to smoke in here.
Yes.
Okay. So then
I'm assuming it's already thick with it.
There you go.
No, I'd go back to the bar and just get a drink and just, again, kind of, you know, watch the room, I guess.
Okay. Configurations.
Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlathotep Othep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to the rancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.